Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kalim Perig Yud, Mishnah Ches. Okay, so in the last Mishnah we spoke about new ovens that are in old ovens that are in new ovens. What about earthenware pots that are in earthenware pots? Sagt der Mishnah. Lefasin. See, in other words, ilfas means a pot. We've had that several times. Lefasin is similar to that word. They're big metal pans that you cook in them, says the Batanura. Batanura doesn't mean, explains to us Yom Tov, that they're metal. In this case, they're cheres, but it's just giving us an idea of what they look like. The sifsay say in Shavis, their rims, like the wall around them, are even with each other on the top. They're laying one in another one, but neither one of them comes up higher than the other one. In other words, on top, there's a straight line. You can put a straight ruler over them. And also we find something unpleasant, a dead sheretz. So the Mishnah, if hasheretz was found, be'eliyina, whether in the one on top. Now, let's understand. The one on top means, explains about Tanura, the ones that's the most inside, the innermost one. I try to imagine you put a bunch of cups, one in the other. Now, the one on top is the one you can put something into. Oy betachtoina, or the dead sheretz was found in the bottom pot. Try to use just this mushel. We're not talking about cups. So try to use the mushel. A bunch of plastic cups. The bottom one is the most outside one. The top one is the most inside one. Zakta Mishnah, in both cases, he tameya, the pot that you mamish found the sheretz in, that's the one that's tamei, and the rest are tar. He tameya v'kulan taris, all the other ones are tar. And what that means is explains about tenor. Let's say we find the sheretz in the top one. Food that is in the ones underneath are tar. Why? There's no tzamid pasul over here. There's no oil over here. Why is it tar? So we get back to something which we already mentioned. It says, kala sheyipel el toichoy. Whatever falls into a kli cheres, into the airspace of a kli cheres, becomes tamei. But dafke el toichoy, v'loy el toich toichoy, not what's inside and inside. And the sheretz in the top one is the toich toichoy of the ones underneath. It's not inside the airspace of something that's underneath. It's inside a keli that is in the airspace for the ones underneath. Same is true, it's found in the bottom one. In this case, where they're all even on the top, every keli is a separate keli on its own, and therefore the dead sheretz is not in the airspace of another keli. However, hoyu, if these pots had holes in them, how much of a hole? Koines mashka, enough that liquid would be able to go in. Remember, that's the shear that we said, if a kli cheres has that kind of a hole and it's made from mashka, it's no longer a keli. Now, if the sheretz was found bol yoina, in the top one, which is the innermost one, kulan tameis, they're all tamei. Why are they all tamei? Because of the sheretz in the top one. We're going l'chumra, we're going to say, a hole, it's not a keli. It's not a keli, so where's the sheretz? You can't say it's in a keli that's in the other kelim. It's not in a keli. So that means it's in the airspace of the other kelim. Well, a dead sheretz in the airspace of other kelim is metamed. So each one has a whole b'kainis mashkiya, and that's how the Batanura learns. That's why the sheretz that's in the top one is not really in the top one. There's no top one. There's no bottom one if they're not kelim. I have a problem. If they're not kelim, they don't become tamei. It has to be a keli to become tamei. So let me tell you how the Mefarshim explained this. Let's go back to something we learned earlier. If I have a keli that's used for liquid, what's the shear to be mevatalit? Koines mashka. A hole big enough for mashka to go in. If I have a keli that's made to hold food, what's the shear to be mevatalit? If you remember, moitzi zayis, for an olive to fall out. And if the keli is used for both for liquid and for food, so we go l'chumra. What does it mean we go l'chumra? Well, l'chumra means that if I have a keli that's used for both food and liquid, and there's a hole here big enough for liquid to go in, but not big enough for zeisim to fall out, so I go l'chumra on both ends. I'm going to say the keli could receive tumah because, after all, there's no hole k'maitzi zayis, and it's used for food. On the other hand, I'm not going to allow you to say, the dead sheretz is in a separate keli, so it protects the other kelim. No, if it has a hole that's kindness mashka, go l'chum, and I say it's not a keli. And therefore the dead sheretz here is metama the other kelim. So because it's a keli that's used again for both food and drink, I go l'chumra on both ends. I say it's not a keli to protect the other kelim, because it has a hole kekoinis mashka. On the other hand, it is a keli to become tamei because it doesn't have a hole kemoisi's eyes. So once again, no hole if they're whole kelim and they're even at the top. That sheretz in the top one or in the bottom one does not affect the other kelim. As far as the other kelim are concerned, it's teich teichai. This isn't in the avir of the kli cheres. It's in a keli that's in the avir of the kli cheres. If you have a hole that's bekoinis mashka, now I go l'chumra. Hasheretz bel yainif, there's a sheretz in the top one, kulon tameyas. Because on the one hand I say, it's not in a separate keli, it's not a keli, it has a whole kekoinis mashka. On the other hand I say, it's a keli that could receive tumah, because it doesn't have a hole big enough, just might see zayis. So to mishlevaita betachtoina, if the dead sheretz is found in the bottom one, which is the outside one, right? Again, remember, imagine a stack of plastic cups. The bottom one is the outside one. Zakta Mishnah, he tmeya, that one would be tummy, but v'kulon tahiris, the other ones would be tar. Why? Because the sheretz is only laying in the airspace of the bottom one. Again, I can't say this enough times. Imagine a stack of plastic cups. What's in the top one is also in the other ones. The top one is in the other ones. But what's in the bottom one is not in the top ones. What's in the outer one, that's just the bottom one on the outside. And therefore, b'tachtoina, he tmeya, that one is tummy. But v'kulon, all the pots that are on top of it, we're not talking about cups, we're talking about pots. I'm just using the cups as a mashal. The kulan tairis, all the pots are tar, because the sheretz is only in the avir of the bottom one. Wait a second, don't the other kelim become tummy because they're in the airspace of the bottom one? No, a keli does not become tummy because it's in the airspace of a kli cheres. Only eichlin amashkin. So what's taka the din with the eichlin amashkin? Zakta b'antun that would taka become tummy. If there were eichlin amashkin and the inner ones, that would become tummy. Unless someone went and plastered the hole, so you'd have tzamid pasul. Okay, so explain to me again, why would the eichel and amashkin be tamei? Because this type of a hole, l'chumra, we would say the keli is not a keli. There's no teich teichai. So if it's not in a separate keli, then the food is in the airspace of the dead sheretz. So the Mishnah means that the keli won't become tamei, but the food will. That's how the Batanur learns. So to Mishnah Vayter, hasheretz bo'al yoin. Let's say the sheretz is in the top one. But in this case, the pot on the bottom, oidefes, its walls come up higher. You can't draw a straight line across the top of these pots. I mean, try to imagine you have a 6-ounce cup in a 12-ounce cup. The outside one's going to come up higher. So then the din is, the avir of all the pots are considered one airspace. And therefore, if the sheretz is in the top one, it's going to be tamei, the hatachtoina tamei, and the one all the way on the bottom is going to be tamei. One on the bottom is the outermost pot, it's the biggest pot, that's going to be tamei. And the one in the middle, tahar. What? Okay, don't panic, let's go pot by pot here and explain this. The sheretz is in the innermost one, the one in the middle, but the bottom one comes up higher. If the bottom one comes up higher, so we say the sheretz is not only in the first one on top, but it's also in the bottom one. That's also part of the Avir Kli Cheres. If the outside pot comes up higher, so whatever is in the top one, it's like it's also in the bottom one. Because the bottom one comes all the way up, past the roof of the top one. The middle one gets saved. Why should the middle one become Tameh? A Keli does not become Tameh in the Avir of a Kli Cheres. Whatever pots are here in the middle, we look at it this way. There's no sheretz in their airspace. Yeah, but they're all in the outer pot, and the outer pot comes up higher. Okay, a keli cannot become tummy from the airspace of a kli cheres. The fact that the walls of the outer pot come up higher, that makes the pot on top in the airspace of the outer one. And that pot on top has a dead sheretz inside. And because the outside ones come up higher, it's as if it's in the avir of the innermost one and the outside one. But the middle ones are protected. There's no dead sheretz in them. They can't become tummy by being in the avir of a kli cheres, because one kli cheres is not matam another kli cheres in its airspace. Only food or drink. Finally, the last halacha in our mission. If the sheres is found in the tapa, which is the innermost one, v'atachtoina idefes. So once again, the bottom one comes up higher. Think of the mashal, the 6-ounce cup, and the 12-ounce cup. So the Mishnah, kol sheyesh ba mashke tefeach tmei, any pot over here that has mashke tefeach. Mashke tefeach means it's wet enough that it would make something else wet that touches it. We spoke about this earlier. Any pot that has mashke tefeach tmei becomes tamei. We've already explained that the Rabbanu were geyser on liquid, that it should be metame keli. That's a gzeira because of certain types of liquids, like the liquid that comes out of a zav or a ziva, which are avatomais, and they could be metame keli. So Mamela, once you're dealing with liquid in the middle pots, they become tummy and they are metama kalim. That's the exeta the rabbanon, but they're metama kalim. Okay, so let's sort this out a little bit. I have here pots that are laying one in the other. If on top, they're all straight. None of the rims are higher than the other one. And there's a sheretz, either in the top one, which is the innermost one, or the bottom one, which is the outermost one. The one that has the sheretz is tummy, the other ones are tahar. It's considered a separate kalim. If, however, the pots all had holes big enough for mashke to go in. Now we say like this, if the sheretz wasn't the top one, so all food and mashkin and all the pots are tummy. We say, look, we're considering the tumma in the airspace of all the kelim. If the sheretz wasn't the bottom one, only the bottom one is tummy, because there's no sheretz in the airspace of the higher ones. And again, we're talking about a case where the rim of the outer one doesn't come up higher. If the rim of the outer one does come up higher, and there's a sheretz in the top one, so the top one is tummy. It has a sheretz inside. The bottom one is also tummy because its rim comes up higher. So we say the sheretz is not just in the innermost one, it's also in the walls of the outer one. The outer one's walls come up on top here. In theory, if I was sitting on the outer wall, I would look down and see the sheretz in my ear space. The other pots that are in the middle are tahar because one klicheres is not metama, another klicheres that's inside it. Unless there was mashke tefeich there, meaning enough that it would make something else wet. Now the mashka is mekabel tuma from the avir of the one on the bottom, because it comes up higher. And that's going to turn around and be metama the other pots.